Now, if you've been listening in to me here on Drive for a while, you know that I have been obsessed with dream pop and glimmery synths that harken back to the 80s golden era of synthesizers forever. And I talk about it all the time. And I think that I have found my new favorite artist that has completely encapsulated the nostalgia for that time that so many of us crave, but has also completely spun it on its head and brought it into a dreamy soundscape that you do not want to leave. No Result gives you the soundtrack to your own coming-of-age story with his hot-off-the-presses bedroom dream pop DIY debut EP, Near Enough is Good Enough. And I am lucky enough to be joined in the studio right now by the frontman and mastermind behind No Result, Lachlan Gaya. Lucky, how are you going? Can I call you Lucky? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine. What an intro.
I hope you liked it. Did you feel flattered?
Yeah, that was great.
Dope. Awesome. Cool. So obviously, I'm so keen to have you on Drive today and to have a fat chat about your EP, Near Enough is Good Enough. First of all, congrats. It's such a great record. Top to tail. I loved it. So obviously, this is your first release besides the single Don't Talk to Me, which you released last year ahead of the EP, I believe. But I want to first take a second to ask about No Result's origin story and, like, most importantly, what sparked the idea for you to start your own solo project?
Yeah, it kind of just began organically, just writing music in my bedroom, you know, and just kind of learning to create by myself. And I think that it was really difficult kind of growing up out west where I didn't feel like I had access to like a band. Like, yeah. I couldn't get together with other musos and create. So I had this desire to create music and I didn't have any other choice. I just wanted to do it. And I did it solo.
That's dope. As a fellow Westie, like, it feels good to have another one in the building, like, for the first time in forever. But yeah, like, you've said that your influences can be attributed to the likes of, you know, New Order, LCD Sound System and The Cure. And I definitely sense, like, a hint of Morrissey in your vocal style as well. And who doesn't love that? I mean, like, you know, the man himself is another matter. But everybody likes his voice. His voice is do be tight. I feel like it's safe to say that you and I both kind of share this affinity for the golden era of alt rock and the introduction of synths and drum machines. What is it about this particular era or even style of music and even about these artists that draws you in, and how do you think has it shaped the way that you approach your own songwriting?
Yeah, I think that style of music influenced me in a way that is kind of unique, because the textures in that genre are very obvious and they're very
bold.
Yeah, and they really concentrate on soundscapes and certain qualities of sound. And I think that those, you know, those 80s synths and those drum machines, just you just want to take a bite of them. They're really visceral and they're really, you know, unique and yeah.
I love it. No, it's so good. It's so good. Like, I've always been a person that's so drawn to music that just kind of, like, picks me up and takes me away. And I feel like that's why I love that era so much. And I really sense that in your EP itself. Like, seriously, it is so good. Like, I loved it. I also want to take a hot minute to talk about that very EP itself. Near Enough is Good Enough is the title. Now, you only released it a couple of days ago, but I've listened to the whole thing, like I said, and it's very, very encapsulating. To me, the overwhelming theme that sort of sticks out is the whole process of being in your early to mid 20s, trying to figure yourself out. You know, you're soul searching, depression hits you sometimes, there's a burnout, but there's also fun and relationships that you get into that are both beautiful and some that might be toxic as well. I think it's kind of the soundtrack, as I said earlier, to everybody's own personal coming of age story. What informed that exploration for you? What made you want to kind of dive into those sorts of topics?
I think it just comes naturally, especially I think recording alone inherently makes you turn inwards because you have no one to bounce it off. So I think, you know, in that time of your life, those are very common emotions, and looking inwards and having no feedback and kind of being in a feedback loop of your own art, you are forced to kind of, you know, address your life and the things that are happening and, you know, what's going on around you internally and externally. And I think that is a massive indication of, you know, the EP's general sound.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the record itself you recorded in your own bedroom, like we've said, which I've always been so fascinated by artists who produce albums completely DIY. When did you record it and what was that process like, if you could elaborate a little bit on it more?
Yeah, so I think about 2019, 2020 is when I finished it. And I think the recording process, yeah, I think it was really unique, especially, you know, playing instruments, like doing all the synths, doing all the keyboard stuff, the drums, stuff that's not my main role. Mm. But also, you know, learning to mix, learning to master, and kind of working intuitively with music. And, you know, obviously it would be great to record in a commercial studio. But I think there's something that is, you know, charming about home recorded work. Mm. I think that it's almost in a style of itself.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
That's something that I really enjoy and I've always loved about independent music and stuff that is recorded at home.
Most definitely. I mean, there's a whole genre about it.
Yeah.
Bedroom dream pop or whatever else you exactly. want to call it. Like, that's a whole genre. And it is for a reason. And I really respect artists that are able to do that, because I, you know, can't even imagine like doing an entire body of work by yourself in your bedroom, especially when, like, you know, COVID would have hit during that time. That's stressful.
A lot of free time.
Yeah, for sure. So since recording the album, you've put together a band and transposed your songs into live sets with drummer Joshua Iliff, Jake Tasker on lead guitar and synths, and Daniel O'Toole on bass. And together you've already played a couple of gigs. How was the process of transposing it all from a bedroom solo project to a live band? Was it kind of hard to figure out the dynamics, or did you all kind of just click into it?
I think for me, it was really refreshing, because as we spoke about earlier, it's difficult to, when you're recording and writing work on your own, to get that feedback and to get that bouncing off other artists. And I think that they both have their merits. Like, I love artists who work completely independent, but there's a different energy to, you know, writing as a group. And I think that's both are really, really important. And I think having the recorded work that's all solo, but then the live set that's done as a band, really gives each their own kind of package. And I think that people who come see the live set after listening to the EP will be pleasantly surprised to how it has evolved through that process.
Definitely. And, like, you know, giving each other something that I've realized in, you know, in my time at hosting Drive and interviewing multiple artists and things like that, that a band itself giving each other the room to make up, like, you know, just the space to be able to take up a second in the song and just completely claim that section. I think that that's very, it's so important. And I've actually seen one of your gigs beforehand. I was at the Gladstone and I was like, oh, what's that up there? I'm going to go. And I definitely got that as well. So have you guys started cooking up anything new yet? Can we expect to hear maybe a full album soon? He's heading to the recording booths and whatever they're called.
Yeah, I think if you watch the live shows after listening to the EP, we've got definitely got a lot of songs in the bank. Album, possibly. EP, possibly. It's all up in the air. But I think end of the year, we're going to have some new stuff coming out.
For sure. Genuinely, like, I loved the album, and I hope to hear some more stuff from you soon. So finally, obviously, this Friday night, you're holding your EP launch show presented by Debaser and Goodspace at the Lord Gladstone with other Sydney band Stacey opening for you. What are you most excited for people to experience at the show?
I think that the uniqueness of the live set compared to the recorded work is going to be great. But also, I think Goodspace at the Gladstone just has really good energy, and we've got something special in the set that we've added that we haven't added to any of our sets prior.
Ooh.
So got a little something special in the works for the EP launch. So yeah.
Nice. Sounds so exciting. Where can we find tickets?
Yep. So tickets, they're on our Facebook page. If you just go on to the event, there's a link there in our bio on Instagram. Yeah.
Dope. Oh, well, awesome. I am for sure going to be there. Thanks so much for coming in, Lachie. It's been such a great time to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. That was Lachlan Gaia, aka No Result, talking with us about his debut EP, Near Enough is Good Enough. Again, the EP launch show is happening this Friday, the 27th of January at the Lord Gladstone in Chippendale. Make sure you check out their Instagram at @no_result and their FB page to grab your tickets. I'll be there, so make sure you come have a boogie with me. I'm actually, obviously, Lachlan's still in the studio with me. I'm going to get him to introduce this next song. What's the track, Lachie, and is it your favourite? What do you love about it?
This is one of my favourites. Is That Okay? I just love the synths in this one. And I imagine, well, I definitely did do this. I danced a lot to this in my room.
Awesome.
To the end. So you can picture that image when you're listening to this one.
Dope. Here it is. Is That Okay? No Result.